This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And taking a look at the topic of a fireworks show or not in Roseburg this year, Rob Thomas from the hometown 4th of July fireworks show. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Kyle. How are we doing?
All right. Over the years, I mean, I moved here 35 years ago, and for a long time, there was often two fireworks shows in Roseburg. There was one that the JCs did before they eventually disbanded. And then there would be one tied into races out at the fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. That happened for a long time. And then things kind of evolved. The one from the JCs went away as their numbers really dropped. Then it was kind of tied with, sometimes the races. But the city got a group together, and after 1 year of not having a fireworks show, brought it back. That organization is kind of shuffled into what is now the Hometown 4th of July Fireworks Committee, which is now you and one other person.
Yeah. Whitney Williams is our treasurer / secretary, and she's been with us since basically when I signed the paperwork to take over in 2020. So I got it right before COVID hit.
You picked the year for that one.
I did. That was the year that we had it up on top of Reservoir Hill here, where we, inadvertently set the hill on fire, which was a great after show, although some would beg to differ about that. But it was a great show. And then the following year, COVID was still hitting in full effect. There was a lot of stuff still shut down. We didn't end up having a show for 21, and then came back in 22 and had another one, as well as 23 and 24. That was last year out of the fairgrounds. And then this year is, at this point, looking like it's not going to happen. And I'm going to say that with a little bit of question mark, because we did interview some people this last week to potentially take over the committee. And they want to try and see if they can make one happen. However, it will not be at the fairgrounds if they do. So can't really go into a bunch of details because it's all a bunch of question marks. We kind of had a brainstorming session and said, this is where we'd like to have it. If we can get that okay, well, then we can go to seeing if we can get the funding, which traditionally really hasn't been a problem for us. We have a lot of great sponsors here in the Roseburg area that put up some good dollars and stuff to be able to help make it happen. And then, obviously, we got to secure a pyro technician. That would probably be the trickiest key, being this late in the season.
Because there's only a few of those people around.
Well, yeah, there's several companies and stuff here. There's two in Oregon, and then a couple in Idaho. Of course, they all travel all over the place, based on where the need is. Another thing, too, this year, as, everybody's been hit by the rising cost of stuff, well, so has the cost of fireworks and everything else gone up. So now you're looking at last year's show, we put up right about $35,000 just for the show, which was produced by Alpha Pyrotechnics and Larry Linton. He was our pyrotechnician. He did a fantastic display out there. We had some prop displays and some other cool stuff that went all off. It was really a fantastic show, but he retired after that. He stepped back and stuff, and so that was another key factor in not having the season, was our main guy retired, and everybody else that we had talked to so far says, well, we can't do anything like what he did, but here's what we can do. So there's a lot of things, and the biggest trouble we have is people volunteering to do this, because there's no paychecks for anybody. The money that we raise stays 110% all towards producing the show, which is, you got your fireworks costs, you have insurance, which costs a couple thousand dollars, $3,000 right there, obviously advertising about the event, plus other little ancillary costs and stuff like that. But none of the board and committee members take home a paycheck, nor do the volunteers. It's all just, let's do this to make a great show for the community. And unfortunately, nowadays, there really isn't a lot of those people left out there that actually want to do that.
Wow. And I know that's not a unique problem to this area. A lot of other places are not having fireworks shows either.
Yeah. I know Winston is a big giant question mark. I know they've been doing a lot of fundraising. Onika, she's been working her tail feathers off over there to try and make it happen. But I don't know that they're going to make their dollar mark. What is it? The Sawdust Jubilee is another one in danger and riddle of not being able to happen as well. The ones that I know for sure are going to happen is Yon Call and Camus. They're both set to produce their shows and stuff. So, it's tough without the people. And then it makes it hard to get the money because the economy has been kind of shaky and just so much uncertainty and stuff. So it's a struggle.
And this year, 4th of July is on a Friday night, which is like the perfect night to have it.
Oh, it is. It's great. But, you know, another caveat to that is, too, sometimes unless you've got a really killer event that you're going to do for that, a lot of people look at this as, hey, let's get out of town and go somewhere else. You know, but there is a large group that does stay. So if you're going to put on a show, it needs to be a good one, stuff to make people want to stay home for that extended weekend and, you know, enjoy it.
Wow. So kind of really up in the air right now.
It is very big up there. At this point, it's not going to happen, but I can't say that with 100% certainty, because if several key factors all come into play, there could be a show. The idea that the new potential committee leader brought up was a fantastic one, and Whitney and I agreed to stay on for the rest of the season to help advise them and kind of do some footwork for them and stuff to help get them off and running, and then it'll be, you know, for theirs to move forward. So keep the fingers crossed, I guess. It looks like it could be pretty cool, and so we'll just kind of wait and see what happens. But if it doesn't, you know, they've got a little bit more time to plan for 2026.
Well, and right now, even if you do move forward, I mean, you're 2.5 months out.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
You've got fundraising to do, and you've got a long list of logistics that don't happen overnight.
No, and what people don't understand, too, is, you know, like some might say, like, why is it so hard to produce this show? Well, the fireworks part's not that hard, right? Obviously, you got to come up with the funding for that. But then, depending on where you got to have it, there's a lot of other factors that come into play. Say if it was in Stewart Park, you know, you have to collab with any other organization that's there. Plus, the security alone is a logistical nightmare to secure Stewart Park, because in the realm of fireworks, they have what's called a fallout zone that you cannot have any people inside of at all at any time prior to or even after the fireworks. So you have to be able to maintain that bubble securely. And so if you're in a very public area where a lot of people can access it, it makes it really difficult. So it does take literally an army to be able to produce this show.
Wow. Okay. So if people, what should people do now if you've got other folks that are listening that maybe are interested in helping out?
Get a hold of us on our Facebook page. That's the quickest and easiest way. Roseburg Hometown 4th of July Fireworks Committee is on Facebook. I usually don't like to give out my personal phone number, but if somebody messages and stuff, I will call them. Roseburg Hometown 4th of July Committee, fireworks at gmail.com is our email. And so they could also email as well.
All right, Rob Thomas, there is an update on the fireworks. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
8:39 at the Morning Report.